Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Welcome, friends. Thank you for listening. Today, we're going to talk about confidence. Confidence is a word with a few meanings, but overall, it's a feeling, a belief, a certainty, and a self-assurance. A state of feeling, and a little bit more. Have the confidence in life that you require. Allow the confidence that God provides us into your hearts, into your souls, into your mind, and into your body. Let your bones be as strong as your heart with confidence. Don't allow fear to rob you of your greatness. Now you see the word confidence, it has multiple meanings as per the dictionary. It states the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust. The state of feeling certain about the truth of something, or a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. Those are some of the meanings. Three of the most popular for the word confidence. Now you see, we're not always confident, and not that you lack it. Sometimes doubt creeps in, and we need some self-assurance, we need some faith, we need some uplifting, we need some encouragement. The certainty that we know that we can, that we will, but overall, what backs it up is the faith and the hope. Nothing is guaranteed, but your mind is strong. Your heart is ready to give it all. In love, in faith, in kindness, in certainty that you will apply every fiber of your being to being great. Now, you might not win everything. You might not succeed at it all. You might stumble and fail. But the confidence that you got up, that you believed, that you assured yourself that no matter what, I'm going, I'm doing this, I'm here, it is done. Now the win is not in the physical, but the fact that you were courageous, the fact that you were bold, the fact that you were confident in believing that you can, that you will, and that you have. Now that takes heart. That's merit that is well deserved within yourself. Be confident for you. Be confident for your own heart. Be confident for your mind. Because being confident for others is great. Because they see that in you. You radiate your confidence. You radiate your firmness. You radiate your certainty. But in order to radiate that, and for others to see the confidence in you, you can't lack that willpower. You can't lack that certainty. make sure you're confident. So that's all I wanted to say. Because you know what? Sometimes we wake up and we realize that, oh man, I don't know if I can do this today. Get up. Be confident. Be strong. Be courageous. You fall, you fall. Get back up. Scraped knees never hurt little Johnny. Little Johnny kept on going and playing with his friends. So guess what? So can you. In everything that you do in life, be confident. Believe in what you're doing. No one's going to believe in what you're doing. Nobody's going to support what you're doing. And nobody will definitely even blink or bat an eye to be as supportive. If you don't radiate that confidence, you got to be certain. Believe in what you're doing. Believe that you can, that you will, and that it will become, because it is done. Ask and you shall receive. Not everything is received in the way that we expect it, because sometimes our blessings are bigger than what we can handle, because we thought we wanted and needed something. But the certainty of the confidence in God, that you know what? I'm confident that no matter what I think, no matter what I want, no matter what I desire, God has got me. His desires and wishes for me is bigger than what I can imagine for myself. As I picture it in my mind, it is not what I need, but it is just a mere image of what my heart desires. But God's desire for you is so much bigger. But walk in confidence. Walk with your head up high, with your chest out, and make sure to be a happy and confident individual in life. You know, the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So no matter what you got going on, no matter what struggle, no matter what obstacle comes your way, if you're running late, be confident that you will get there. Calm. Be respectful. If you can't make it, call. Be confident that is what is for you is for you. And if you're confident that you want something and need something, be respectful of other people's times. These are just mere examples. Be confident when you walk into a room and say, "Hello, I'm so-and-so, pleased to meet you." Walk in with that confidence and express yourself fully and know who you are. And don't let fear creep in, because let me tell you, fear is shady. Fear is lonely. Fear is detrimental, and fear will destroy your confidence. So mount your wings like eagles. Okay? And be confident. You're not born with confidence. It is not a skill that you develop. It is a decision you make. It's not about learning to being confident. It's about developing that decision. I know who I am. I know who I want to be. I know who I desire to be. I know who I am called to be. Stand firm in your truth and be confident of who you are. God brought you into this world. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Be confident. Stand courageous. Stand up tall. Did you think he brought you into this world to live in lack? To live in self-doubt? Oh no, baby. Be confident. Confidence. The power is within you because he gave it to you to be confident, to be assured. Rest in him. Have faith. Be joyful, be peaceful, be happy. Resonate that confidence into every room you walk into. Be certain of the person that you are. Fear, who is that? I don't got time for you. I gotta go. Bye. Bye-bye. Because you were meant to be confident. Not to be sad, not to be depressed, not to be anxious, not to be worried, not to be careless, not to be detrimental. Be joyful, be happy, be respectful, be confident, be loyal, be determined, have integrity. All of those things revolve around confidence. Because if you don't have the confidence, all of those other traits go hand in hand. You got this. Life is beautiful. It has its moments. You know, they suck. But we're not talking about those sucky moments. We're talking about those moments where you triumph, where you climb up the mountaintop. Whether if you fall 100 times, you get right back up each and every time and you try and you don't let anything tell you that you can't, or that you won't, or that it will never happen, because you failed the first, the second, the third, and each and every time there is a lesson in disguise. Just hope, trust, have faith. God's got you. It won't be a journey if you don't have those experiences. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7, says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord." Trust in him. Your blessings come from him. Your confidence comes from him. Your hope comes from him. Your love comes from him. And your peace comes from him. Your hope comes from him. God Almighty, may he shine his light over us all and bless us with the confidence to walk into every door, into every room, into everywhere we go with confidence. Because there's nothing like a confident man or a confident woman that knows who she or he is, where they are coming and where they are going. And even if they don't know, they are confident that their destination is greatness. You know, we fear a lot. We fear to fail, we fear to lack, we fear to not have, we fear to get sick, we fear to lose out, we fear to miss out on, we fear, 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 fear. Fear. Why fear? Screw fear. Be confident. The second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If you have an upcoming interview, if you have an important appointment, if you have an audition, If you have a meeting, if you have something to debut, whether it be your first day on the job, your first day at school, your first day impressing a significant other, even if it's your 100th time starting over, don't walk in fear. There's no need, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Take the power given to you. Let your love flow and fill you with peace, and your mind rest at ease, because a sound mind with confidence, that's a powerful thing. I leave you with this last few words. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Friend, in life, fear will hold us back from so many things. Don't let fear rob you from your next step, opportunity, moment, from living life. Be confident in all that you do, from saying hello to someone that you've always wanted to say hello to meeting new people, to introducing yourself with confidence, from saying your name, to walking in through that door with peace and grace and a light that shines so bright in you that they could just see it right through you. Confidence. We all want to be confident. And you too can be confident. Believe. Trust. Be fearless. Be confident. Always be blessed and be favored. I'm Javier Dubon. This is Daily Bread Today Podcast. Thank you for listening.